Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great because it is plated season.
You know, I looked out the window and I could not believe that it was plated season already. Like, it just doesn't seem like...
It's the best time of the year.
I know. I just can't believe it's here already.
I'm so happy we don't have to go to the grocery store anymore. I'm so happy that we don't have to leaf through recipe books to try to figure out what to make for dinner.
Right. I'm not going to go across the street and get a bottle of white wine vinegar just because Martha Stewart says so.
In the kindest way possible, fuck that.
Yeah.
When it comes to making chef quality meals, I'm going to go to plated.com and I'm going to choose recipes like...
Roasted cod tacos with butternut squash and cabbage slaw.
Hey!
Or maybe some chocolate espresso crinkle cookies.
Hey!
Or maybe some maple ginger glazed salmon with Brussels sprout hash. I mean, you can do it all.
Everything sounds delicious. These are recipes that you can make in 20 to 30 minutes. And the best part is, it shows up at your door.
Yeah, all the ingredients that you could need for this.
In
portioned out.
That's right. In the exact amounts that you need.
Right. So there's nothing extra. Everything that you... It's the Native American way.
If you want to prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less, you got to hurry over to plated.com/time and do that right now. Because guess what, Jeff?
What's that?
If you sign up right now at plated.com/time, you get a free dinner for two with your first purchase. Plated.com/time. Plated.com/time.
Plated.com/time.
Yo, what up? It's Eric, a.k.a. Four Calling Birdmans, a.k.a. Santa Baby.
Yo, what up? It's Jeff, a.k.a. Manischewitz in Therapy, a.k.a. Mazel Tov Cocktail.
Yo, it's your boy Kim Arrow, a.k.a. Human 2 Red Flop, a.k.a. Jeffrey Erwin, very gracious, and bought me an egg roll.
This is a waste of time, it's the real. Yo, so first of all, let me just say, welcome, Mero, to the Upper West Side.
Thank you, this is amazing.
We got you Chinese food today.
Yes, very lit.
Because
this is our Christmas episode.
Yeah,
and
we're calling it a very Mero Christmas.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yep. And
dope.
So how we celebrate Christmas is...
We get Chinese food. We also watch a movie. I don't know what you're doing for the next 6 hours.
Listen, as long as it stars Will Smith, I'm in.
Yeah, yeah. Wait. So, what do you do on Christmas? What's going on? You're a father, so you gotta like wake up early.
Yes, I gotta wake up very early, which I never do. My kids wake up. So my oldest son is 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So he's very super into Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
My middle guy is 2 years old. You know what I'm saying? So he just does whatever the 4 year old does. So
right.
On Christmas, what they're gonna do is wake me up like around 4 a.m.
Nice.
By punching me very briskly in my testicles,
uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And then we're going to get up
Merry
and go
Christmas.
Into the living room. Merry Christmas, you know what I'm saying? Then my wife is going to wake up and make some weird French toast concoction.
Dope.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Paula Deen. yeah.
So your wife is Jewish, but does she get Christmas?
She doesn't. Her dad, you know what's crazy? Her dad was Catholic.
Okay.
So like in Catholicism, like if your dad is Catholic, you're Catholic. And in Judaism,
it's the other way around.
So she's a Catholic Jew, you know what I'm saying? So
she grew up celebrating both?
Yeah. Which is like the wild bonanza. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, shout out to my kids. I didn't celebrate any of this shit. My grandma became a Jehovah's Witness mad abruptly when I was 7 years old.
What?
And just ruined my life.
Wait, does that mean that you like lost out on birthdays?
Via her.
Yeah,
but you know your grandma always got you with the most fly shit. Your parents are not getting you the best shit. Your best shit is coming from your grandparents. So that kind of fucked me up. You know what I'm saying? Because out of nowhere, I'm used to waking up on Christmas morning and going up to grandma's apartment. And now grandma's like, yo... chill.
Yeah, right.
You know, she's hanging out with like Michael Jackson. Yeah.
But, yeah. But like I'm seven, grandma. She's like,
so
yo,
second
chill.
Grade, it was a wrap.
It was a wrap. It was a wrap.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? That my other family members have to take over. But Dominicans don't really celebrate Christmas Day like that. They celebrate Christmas Eve.
Okay.
But like, which as an adult now, I appreciate because it's like, yo, let's drink mad coquito and eat mad pork and like pass out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then wake up at noon the next day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Which is way more conducive to the type of lifestyle that I'm trying to live. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to wake up at 4 a.m. and eat French toast.
Well, you're also not trying to get like punched in the testicles.
Also,
by
I'm not trying to, but yeah, that's
just
also.
Generally speaking, yeah, right?
But they've already got that covered, so I mean, I don't understand why you have to try to do that.
Is that a Dominican thing or is that a Jewish thing? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not punching. Did you punch your dad in the nuts growing
up? I didn't know. I was, but I didn't celebrate Christmas, though.
No, all right, right.
Yo, do you do all your Christmas shopping in a timely manner? Or
is oh,
something
my God.
Like you wait till the last minute?
Yo,
are you like a smart person and go online and get everything?
Yo, my wife has 100% of those duties. If it was up to me, like, I can't even come up with my own shit. She's asking me, this morning, she was like, yo, do you want something for any type of holiday, fam?
Right.
Like, you did not receive any Hanukkah gifts, so...
You're like Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah,
no.
You know, yeah. I'm like, I'm good. Grandma had me, you know what I'm saying, trained since a young age. I was TTG. You know what I'm saying, trained to go without. Yo, it's crazy. But yeah, she handles all that shit, and she's very responsible, you know what I mean? So she does all the, and she's mad frugal, you know what I'm saying? Because she'll be like, yo.
Well, she's Jewish.
You know what I mean? So like, she gets the, like the, yo, Target's doing 25% off everything, so let me go buy everything, and then do, and I'm like, yo, I can't even.
You don't even, like, roll with her to the mall or anything?
I mean, I do, because it's fun. My favorite thing to do, I've said this a lot, is to get very, very high and go to Target with my kids. Okay. You know what I mean? And just, like, kind of, like, because, yo, kids are amazed by everything, be like, you know what I mean? Like, they'll just be in the car looking out the window like, yo, a bridge. Yo, that's so ill. We're rolling over water. This is like a road, but there's water under. Yo, this shit is so crazy. So the only way that I can go back to that stage of my life is by getting brain explodingly high and going to Target.
You realize that you're just adding another kid to your wife's, like, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yes. She's
meanwhile, on that drive over, you're like, it is dope. Yo, like, going over water.
Oh, going over water. This shit is so ill. Yo, I press this pedal on the car and it goes. Yo, this shit is crazy.
You guys are all just like college freshmen.
Yeah, it's so crazy. It's bananas. I love driving around. Go nowhere.
What is the perfect amount of children? Or what is too many children, rather?
Too many kids is five. Five kids is too many.
Okay.
Five kids
is
too many.
You come from a family of how many?
Three. You know what I'm saying? But like,
just right.
Yeah. But you know what's crazy? Like, and I spoke about this when we were, you know, planning our children. Which is a total lie.
You planned children?
My kids are not planned. No. My first kid was not planned. The second one was planned. The first one was like, yo, we're here. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo. After the first one, then you got to plan the rest, because it's like, all right, cool. Now we got a kid. You know what I'm saying? That was like, you broke the ice. Now it's like, yo, you know, what's another one?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, hey. It's like my shit is, though, is the man-to-man defense versus zone defense.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, when you got two kids, it's two of you. You know what I'm saying? Unless, you know, your wife or your husband decides to bounce and go date future. You know what I mean? But then you got one person on each kid. When you got three kids or more, now you're running a zone defense. It's very shaky.
Yep,
you know what I mean? One kid, you might be like, yo, stay right here while I get your brother in his car seat. That little motherfucker might run out into the street and do a cartwheel. And you got to dive and save him and shit. You know what I mean? Like, all this crazy. I'm waiting for that moment of, like, my action hero moment. When I get to dive and save a child.
But at the same time, isn't that sort of like just, it's very, you know, stressful. Isn't that like
God's plan?
Well, or yeah, natural selection. That was like, you know,
it's my favorite 50 mixtape, by the way.
Okay, so you come from a family of three. Where are you in there? Are you the?
I'm the oldest.
You're the oldest.
Yes.
Yeah, the most
responsible.
So I was
like the guinea pig.
That's right.
Yeah.
Set the tone.
Yeah.
What happened to your younger siblings?
My youngest sister is what I like to call a Bronx catch, meaning that she wakes up in the morning and goes to work and scrubs. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, shout out to her. She's at NYU Langone.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's how you pronounce it. Pronounce
it
like Langone. Or whatever.
Langone. I was like, yo, is it a fancy E at the end? Like, is that like, is there an apostrophe? Is it Langone? Is this a housewife of Atlanta?
Right.
But yeah, so she does, like, she's a lab technician.
That's
what I'm saying.
Wait,
but
why do you say everything like it's a question?
Because I'm not sure. Because I'm like, I want you to verify this.
Yeah,
I want to make
sure.
I'm
not going to, like, bring her out and be like, here she is.
Here she is. She's actually a dental assistant. You're full of shit. She's a lab tech. You know what it is? I don't ask my siblings about their work too much. Because when we get together,
it's a very waspy thing to say, by the way.
You know what I'm saying? No, you know what it is? We get together, we just get fucked up and make fun of each other the entire time. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's never like, hey, how's your kids? It's like, yo, you fucking motherfucker, you got a bell pepper nose. Yo, you look at your hairline. You know what I mean? Like, oh, shit, I haven't seen you in 2 months. Your hairline's fucked up like that.
You say that to your sister?
Yeah.
It's a super fucked up hairline.
You know what I'm saying? And my brother, you know what I'm saying? So it's my sister, who is 11 months younger than me.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So we are
Irish twins.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then my brother came along 4 years later. You know
what
I mean?
His problem.
Yeah, I think he was a total accident. I think my parents had a boy and a girl, and we're like, yo, perfect nuclear family. We live in New York. Let's save money. You know what I mean? Because they're from DR. And like, in DR, like, you kind of had to have eight kids because you needed, like, yo, one of these motherfuckers better get a job or learn how to plant coconuts.
I don't know. Everybody on my Facebook feed just goes to DR and just, like, relaxes at the resort. I don't
and gets
know.
A new butt.
Yeah.
Is that not the Dominican Republic? I don't know. Wait, so your parents they met down there?
Yeah.
And then they moved up here?
My mom got preggetone in the Dominican Republic, and then they came over here, and she was like, yo, let me have let's have this anchor baby in America and make it happen. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to your boys, me, the anchor baby.
By the way, you know who's the king of preggetone? Daddy Janky.
Oh, shit!
Thank you.
So they settle in the Bronx?
Yep. Well, actually, no, they came to Washington Heights, you know what I'm saying? Okay. And then they moved to the Bronx. It's funny, my entire family came and moved into an apartment on 225 Sherman.
Okay.
And half of them moved to Jersey, and the other half moved to the Bronx. I'm part of the Bronx half.
You got lucky.
Yeah, I got lucky. I moved to the Bronx. Shout out to my Jersey cousins, though. Like, they turned out a little different, you know what I'm saying?
Well, how often do you see them?
Not, I used to see them every weekend. You know what I'm saying? And now one of them moved to San Diego. Whoa. And I'm pretty sure she might be the only Dominican person in San Diego.
Is she Republican?
No, which is crazy. But, yo, she works for, like, Homeland Security?
Oh, so she is Republican.
She's probably Republican, yeah. Right? Yeah, right. Okay, see, again, no, I don't talk about politics with my you know what I'm saying, siblings and cousins and shit. Yeah, strictly hairlines and beef. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but
so
yeah,
you used to see them every weekend.
But how did they turn out different? Like
they grew up like kind of like suburban.
Real suburb. Well, yeah, I mean, like, that's what happens suburban. When you move to New Jersey. Yeah, in the suburbs.
And just you know, had cars at 16, that type of shit. You know what I mean? But yeah, nah, it was cool though because I got to laid a lot. You know what I'm saying? By going out there and just being like, yo,
I remember when Super, you're the cousin.
Yeah. What year did Super Thug come out?
98.
Mm-hmm. I remember going over there the year Super Thug came out and going to like some like junior high dance or some shit and just getting mad action.
Yo,
because I freestyled to Super Thug.
Wait, how old were you though? Like 32?
I was like 13. No. I was 35. I was like crushing junior high. Jared, what up?
Easy pickings. You're
just
like, I'm good.
Nah, it was mad young. Yeah, I look like, you ever look at pictures of yourself when you're like 12 and be like, damn, I dress like an asshole?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Also, I was like way fat, and then I was just like, my parents then were just like, don't worry, you're going to lose all the weight. And I'm just like, you're full of shit. And then like, clearly, like, I've sprung up, and I'm skinny now.
So that was such a reverse short period in your life. Oh, really?
Yeah, I weighed like 100 pounds throughout fucking junior high and high school, and then I just fucking...
Did you push all the other kids around, though, on the outside, like at recess?
No, you know what it was? I was never... shout out to Dewitt Clinton High School, which is my alma mater. Yep. You know what I'm saying? It's a wild high school. But I never was like a wild getting into mad fights guy. I was just... literally the class clown from like the moment I can remember being in school.
Yeah, but I feel like if you're like unexpectedly like tall or big and you try to like play with the other kids, you're just sort of gonna like.
Oh yeah, you're just mad goofy. Yeah. You don't know. You don't know. I mean, yeah, it wasn't maliciously. I didn't maliciously push that kid down the stairs. You know what I'm saying? I didn't maliciously fucking give you $1.50. No. Yeah, it is. It's crazy. You know what I mean? I was jumping very high. I had no idea. Like I was like, oh shit, I could dunk a basketball. Yo, this is crazy. You know?
You're
what
like,
mean?
Yo, my future is set.
My
future
is so set. And then I was like, yo, what's this? Marijuana? Don't smoke weed, kids. Yeah, right. Nah, I've been smoking weed since I was like 12, dog. Forget it. Weed did not ruin my career.
Did you smoke weed before that that Super Thug performance that you put on?
I did. I was absolutely positively smacked. And I probably had a Philly in my headband, like the athletic sweatband.
Right.
With the Philly
you went
in
to
it.
School but, dance with the headband?
Yes.
Oh, with the headband. Legend. And,
yeah, straight
legend.
You
really were 35.
Yeah, they were like, oh, man. I don't care that he's 30.
I saw probably one of the earliest things that you still have up on the internet, because you took down your old blog. Mm-hmm. But one of the earliest things that is still up is that you were on a forum that had Ounce in the name.
And I love Ounce.
Yeah. And you said something like, fuck Columbine, my high school was way realer. And then you linked to a World Star fight of girls like going wild.
Oh, yeah. Yo.
Outside of DeWitt Clinton.
Once again, shout out to DWC. Shout out to Tracy Towers.
Yo, Tracy Towers, by the way, where you lived, sounds like a porn star name.
Oh, it definitely does.
And you lived on what floor? Because it's like 41 floors.
I didn't live there. Oh. But it was literally across the street from DWC. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you would go, and I would go up onto Gun Hill Road. If you know the surrounding area, it's like Marshall Parkway, Gun Hill Road.
Yeah. It's right by the park.
Yeah. So I would go up there and just, like, I think I majored in smoking weed in high school, because I would go up to the park.
There are no majors in high school.
Yeah. I was so high, I didn't realize that. And I filled out the whole paper and everything, and I handed it in. What happened? Mr. Friedman! What's going on? What's the status of my application? Yo, but yeah, nah, so like, I don't even know what I'm talking about. I didn't live in Tracy Towers, but Tracy Towers was fucking wild, and a lot of people that lived there and did not go to Clinton would just kind of trickle out and start all types of beef. Also, shout out to whoever planned this, the Bronx Science, just like the super gifted, talented, smart kid school, was literally adjacent to deep. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why would you, you know what I'm saying? I was like, did you place these kids here on purpose to get victimized? She was crazy. And then Lehman College is like a couple blocks down the road. Yep. You know what I'm saying? So it was a very weird...
a lot of education,
you know
right
what I'm
there.
Saying? Yeah. Mad education going on. You know what I'm saying?
So you majored in smoking weed
in
high
school.
When you're in high school, what are your thoughts on like the future at that point?
Wow, man. You know what's funny? My mom was like, yo, I want you to be a weatherman. Mm. Yeah. Which is the weirdest.
She didn't see the forecast. Yeah. A
meteorologist, actually, to be.
I was going to make another clouds joke, but I'm done.
No, get him out. iCloud. That was
I just meant your marijuana usage, but whatever.
Wait. So
but no, I mean, like, no, do your iCloud joke.
So she says that to you? She's like, you know what I see?
You know what it is? She used to listen to 1010 Winds in the morning on the way to work, and there was a guy, I forget his name. But he was like the meteorologist guy.
Yeah.
And she was like, yo, that would be. And I was really Like, I had very good grades in junior high.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about. Sam Champion.
No.
Yeah, it
no,
was
10 wins.
10 wins.
But it was simulcast, wasn't it?
No,
okay,
no,
then
no.
Never mind.
It's Joe something. It was Joe something.
Yeah.
Joe Champion, his brother?
Joe Champion. Joe Champion, or the cold heads. Yo, so she listened to this guy, and apparently she thought he was a great guy, and she wanted me to emulate him. Also, I was really good at science. I got all types of, honors and awards and shit in junior high to the point where they select. I went to junior high school 117. Shout out to 117. 176 and Morris. Huh?
What was your
major
team
in junior high?
No. What was your major in junior high?
fucking standing around the hallway making out with Puerto Rican girls. What was the team that we didn't even have teams in junior high?
Well, because your high school was
the governors,
which is a terrible name.
Yeah, terrible, terrible. I forgot who. Oh, my wife, who grew up in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Shout out to Fairlawn. Mm-hmm. Her high school mascot. I in my entire life, I was like, yo, there's no way that I'm gonna find a high school mascot that's worse than the governor. Mm-hmm. And hers was the Fairlawn Cutters. I
Wait,
was like,
that's like really dope. Yeah. I don't know what.
I thought it was. It's terrible, but in a dope way. I was like, yo, can I get merch like from the school? You know what I mean? Can I rep?
Cutter seems so violent. I'm just like, that's so dope.
But it's a boat.
I was gonna say it's one of those boats that goes through like the ice or whatever. Boat, yeah. It's not like slitting your wrist. Yeah. Not what was cool in like the 2000s.
Yeah. I thought it was a Papa Roach reference. I'm sorry.
It's a Papa Roach reference.
Oh, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? That's how you gotta live life.
We went Governor to Harrison Papa High School. We were the Huskies. Our big rival, so it was Harrison and Rye, right?
Right.
Rye Playland. You go there?
All the time. Yeah, that's where all the hood niggas go instead of going to Six Flags. Like, yeah, yo, we going to the hood Six Flags. Shout out to the Dragon Coaster.
The Rye High were the Garnets,
which is
a fucking rock.
Oh, yes.
It's a red
stone.
It's like a
sexy, effeminate rock.
Yeah. Yeah, but fuck them. We killed them every year in high school, football.
Yeah, but now they're way better than us, so.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Listen, you gotta go back.
And you know what they would do?
You gotta go back.
I'm pitching this movie right now. Yo, Disney, ABC Family, whoever's listening, the Rosenthal brothers, go back and defend their honor. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be lit. Mary-Kate and Ashley EPing. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
It's gonna happen. Let's get it.
Your mom's like, you're going to be a meteorologist.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right,
no doubt. You know what I'm saying? I was a smart kid, you know what I'm saying? But I always, I just, making people laugh was made me feel great. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would get together with family members, and they would laugh when I would make fun of, my uncles. Like, one of my uncles would get drunk every time, and I would have this impression of him that my parents would literally make me trot out at every fucking, family gathering and shit.
Wait, if Lorne Michaels is listening, can you do it for us?
Hey, guys, let me sit down here and think. You don't like a baseball, okay?
His whole thing was he was an anti-government rebel or some shit back in the 50s and DR and shit. And there was several attempts on his life and all this shit. His life story is crazy.
So right for parody, yeah.
Yeah, but then at a certain point, it's just he just became the wild drunk. Mm-hmm. And then it's just it was all downhill from there. He came here in the 60s, opened the bodega, became a drunk, and it was a wrap. And he always wants to talk about boxing with me and shit. And he always talks about boxers I've never heard of. He's like, hey, papi, tú eres
Pipi Sanchez. Pipi Sanchez. Yeah, he's cool. Hey, middle way, have a good right hook. Papi, give me that white label over there. So, I like it.
I'm like, yo, you ever not drunk, my guy? This motherfucker wakes up. I remember one time he dyed his mustache was gray. Yep. And he wanted to, he was out here, he's still out here in the streets, getting ass and, whatever. Sure. So he's like, yo, I'm trying to look younger. He's 70. He dyes his mustache black. Mm. And it is the blackest black.
Yo.
I'm like, yo, dog, this is purple. You know what I mean? He comes out the back and he's like, papi, I dye. It's nice. I'm like, yo, your mustache is not on the color spectrum, my guy.
But he's still getting ass?
He's out here still getting ass. I don't know if he's paying for it, but he's out here.
I was going to say, the black mustache and talking about boxing.
Yeah, must do it for him.
Yeah.
Must do it for him. Easy. I'm about to do that. Yo, listen, when you see me out in the street talking about Pee-Pee Sanchez, don't turn the other way, man.
Wait, so do you just sort of indulge him? Or are you just
tough
right hook.
Like Jay said, yo, it's like the drunk uncle of your family. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got to love him the same. Every time he comes around, I talk about whatever the fuck he wants to talk about for however long he wants to talk, because he always has a bottle of Dewar's White Label. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to him.
You talk that.
He's sponsored. Yeah, of course.
So, meteorology school, is that like...
So, this is what happened with that. I had no, I didn't really have an interest in it, but I was like, yo, I love making my mom happy. You know what I'm saying?
You're a good son.
I feel like I'm a great son.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to say I am a great son. I feel like I am.
I'm saying you're a great son.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm.
Daddy Jenky says you're a great son.
You know what I'm saying? So, I'm like, all right, cool. You know what I mean? I continued to get my great grades, and then I got a scholarship to go to a boarding high school. You know what I'm saying? Of my choice or whatever. I don't know. I don't know the exact whatever, because at that point, your parents are doing your paperwork.
Sure, sure.
All I know is that at one point, we went up to South Kent, Connecticut, to go to South Kent Academy.
That sounds super white.
Super, super, super white.
Are you sure boys it was school. In a jail?
No, that's what I thought. Super white sounding, whatever. So we drive up there. Mind you, I'm from the Bronx. We like the only time I've ever left the Bronx is to go to the Dominican Republic. Those are the only two places I know, the Bronx and DR.
Yeah.
We're driving through Connecticut. Like, I'm like, yo, what the fuck is this? We're seeing just trees, 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 trees. I'm like, yo, I don't see no streetlights. I don't see no buildings. What is going on? I start to get a little nervous. We get to the school, and then the guy that's supposed to give me the tour is basically like, yo, get out while you can. Like, with his eyes. You know what I mean? Like, he's like, yo, this is a great school. Yeah. I'm like, yo, so where the girls at? He's like, there's a girls' school down the road. It's down the road. I'm like, what is that? How far down the road? What does that mean? That's not a unit of measure, my guy. Like, what are you talking about? Yo, down the road. Never gave me a unit of measurement. I'm like, all right, cool. This is weird. So then I pulled the crazy, like, suburban white kid shit, and I was like, if you make me go to school here, I'm going to kill myself, mom. And she was like, yeah? She's like, I've never heard you say some shit like this, so you must be serious. So then I got to not go. So then I went to...
You were a cutter, and you didn't even go to...
I was a cutter, I didn't even do it. Dog, I did the fake, like, fake suicidal shit. Like, I was like, oh, shit, it worked. I rolled the dice. I made it happen. So, like, then I ended up going to Monsignor Scanlon High School for a year.
Sounds Catholic.
Yeah, it's very Catholic. Shout out to Monsignor Scanlon. Mm-hmm. I went because I had, you know how New York City, the high school application process is like college. You know what I mean? Like, you apply to the high schools you want to go to. I had applied to Clinton for this honors program and gotten in easy peasy. You know what I'm saying? But when I came back, all that shit was voided because I had taken too long and blah, blah, blah. So I ended up going to Scanlon, doing terribly, and then having to get into like the regular ed in Clinton the next year.
Man.
You know what I mean? So, but shout out to Clinton. I had a great time there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was very collegiate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A big building, big campus. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, so you fucked up your future because you just didn't want to go down the road.
I didn't want to go down the road
for
pussy.
Yeah.
Listen, I didn't want to go down the road for pussy, and here I am. But yo, it worked out. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my brother who is working local government and big, because this is the thing with my brother. So my brother is, me and him are exactly the same, except where I was the guinea pig as being the oldest. My mom was like, yo, chill. When it came to him and his like stellar grades in junior high, she was like, motherfucker, you are going to Tabor Academy in Massachusetts.
Wow.
In Mary, Massachusetts. And he did. So shout out to him.
Wow. Like, that's like sort of the opposite of like most families, because I feel like the younger kid, they're just like, we've gone through it with the first two.
Oh, no.
Like,
he was the prize. Oh, man, forget it. He looks a lot like my dad. So my mom was very much like, yo, you have to be great. You know what I mean? Like, shout out to my dad.
It's sort of unfortunate he doesn't look like your uncle, though.
Yeah,
like,
with the, like, dyed mustache.
We dyed mustaches out here. Shout out to my Uncle Avelio.
Yeah,
he has like no idea that this is happening right now.
Could be like Benjamin Button.
He could be here right now and he have no idea what's going on. Shout out to him.
You go to school. Do you go to college?
Mm-hmm. I went to Hunter College.
New York City.
New York City. Shout out to him.
East Side.
And did not finish school. And then bounced and started working all kinds of jobs.
How long did you give it?
It's like the end of sophomore year.
Okay.
And I was like selling drugs in school. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What's the statute of limitations on that type of shit? I could just say sell drugs like and have it be,
it's
like,
cool. Yeah, you were not going to air this for like a couple years.
All right, cool, so, cool, yeah, cool, cool. Yeah.
You were a pharmacist.
Yeah, I was a pharmacist in college. And it worked out better than going to class. So flunked out the end of sophomore year and started working. What was I working at that time?
Well,
at Lehman Brothers.
Real quick, how do you explain that to your mom?
You know what's crazy? I lied for like a month because I was making money at school. So like I lied.
You got up, like left. Like,
yo, got up, showered, ate breakfast, whole thing.
Where'd you go?
Fucking to the school, to the 17th floor terrace where I would go up there and like smoke a joint or whatever and like chill and like wait for my phone to start clicking and then like go around and do whatever. You know what I mean? And also or get high and go play Manhunt in Bloomingdale's on Lex. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Diesel store. You know what I mean? I did a lot of stuff in there. You know what I mean? I basically studied Lexington. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Up and down.
Manhunt in Bloomingdale's is the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Great. Shout out to everybody that played Manhunt in Bloomingdale's with me.
That's amazing. So, okay, so you tell your mom. You don't tell your mom.
Yeah, no.
And just like every day for a month, you just.
And then at a certain point, I was just like, yo, fuck this. And I was like, yo, I was like, yo, I'm taking a break because I was working at Lehman Brothers, which was like, it was a mailroom job that I got through a hookup. Yeah. It was a mailroom job that I got through a hookup. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like,
wait, what kind of hookup?
It was just like a dude that my like aunt knew.
Gotcha. It wasn't a girl from down the road.
Yeah, no. It wasn't a girl from down the road. It was like a dude that my aunt knew or some shit. Like her son ran the mailroom at Three World Financial. Gotcha. You know what I mean? And like I started working there. Then like boom, 9/11.
Yeah.
So I started working in Jersey City. And like my mom thought this was like a real legit job that could like lead to something, so she stopped like hounding me about going back to school.
Yeah.
When it was really just like a bullshit minimum job. And then I got bumped up to working in IT, even though I know nothing about computers. All I did was just fill out like work orders and shit. Like,
and just like go into forums.
Yeah. And go and exactly and go on forums and talk shit.
Wait, how did they approach you with that opportunity? Like, you're in the mailroom. Are they just like, well, you've done your time?
You know what it is? I was talking to a bunch of people. This dude, Alan Saint something. I forget his name. This dude who I would deliver his mail.
Yeah.
And, like, I struck up conversations with people. You know what I mean? Like, I would go deliver the mail and be like, yo, what's up? Oh, like, yo, I'm in college doing this and that. Like, you know what I mean? Blah, blah, blah. Trying to do whatever.
This and that
like,
means manhunt in Bloomingdale.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. So then, like, eventually, like, this dude was just like, yo, there's an opening. But it wasn't anything computer related. It was just like picking up the phone. Mm-hmm. Yo, Lee Chan on 40's computer, his monitor's not working. So here, Stan, go take the, you know what I mean? Whatever. And then I quit that and I attempted to go back to school. I went to Hostos Community College.
Okay.
And that lasted literally like maybe a semester.
Really?
Yeah. And then I was just like, fuck this. And then my mom was like, yo, you're a wild piece of shit, dog. Like, you got to get a real job. And, like, I had, like, little odds and end jobs. Like, I worked at a Sally's Beauty Supply in Bay Plaza. Shout out to them.
Wow. Doing what?
You know what I'm saying? Like, literally working the register at a beauty supply and being mad embarrassed on dudes. Like, I'm wearing a do-rag straight with straight backs.
Yeah.
And, like, a black eye. And girls are coming in like, yo, so, like, what about this deep conditioner? Like, is this good for, like, my roots?
And I'm you're like yes.
Yeah, yeah, the shit is fire. Yo, this shit right here, too.
Well, I mean, but your hair was laid.
Yeah, hell yeah. Oh, yeah, my shit was laid. Yes, yeah. My shit was laid. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with the Dominican chicks. They would have your shit looking luxurious. But then I'm just like making shit up. Yo, this shit is paraben free. This shit is dope. This shit right here. Yo, and yo, shout out to this one lady who used to come in and like we had an agreement where she would come in and get like $1,000 worth of shit. I'd ring her up for like 400 of it and she would hit me up for like $150.
Yo,
you know what I'm saying?
What is the statute of limitations on that?
That place is literally shout out to Bay Plaza, like it's like a legit mall now. Like it used to just be like one of those like outdoor malls.
Yeah, yeah.
But they added a mall like right next to it, like one of those like a big ass Jersey indoor mall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like the Bronx Science of
yeah. To Bay Plaza's previous Clinton. And then and then next to that is Bartow Mall, which is Tracy Towers.
Yo, so many malls right there.
Yeah. Yo, shout out to Bartow Mall. Anecdotal story coming right up.
Uh-oh.
My kid needs to pee, right? So this is the thing. I never take my phone with me when I leave the house with my kids and my wife, usually.
If
we're going shopping or something, because I want to pay attention to them. I don't want to be like tweeting and like doing all this other stupid shit.
Yeah. Oh, but how many fire tweets are you just like missing out?
Oh, yo, so I'm many telling retweets. You, yo, listen, if you're listening to this right now, you have no idea. So many, I said one time I was on the bus and I was like, I wish my eyes were cameras because there's so many things that I see. Like the other day I tweeted, I was like, yo, I just seen an 800-year-old Asian man riding a BMX bike down 6th Ave. And I really did see an 800, a week before that, I seen a dude on one of those scammer boards, clearly homeless guy, pushing a shopping cart. He's on the scammer board, pushing, propelling himself and the shopping cart at the same time. This shit is wild. It's like 2 in the morning.
By the way,
like,
you saying that you wish that your eyes were cameras is the most like
Jada Smithy thing I've ever said.
No, it's like your kids are high.
Yeah,
in Target, you're just like, oh, I wish my eyes were cameras.
Right now. And they're like, word, dad. I'm not even high, but that makes total sense to my 2-year-old brain.
If you ever get into a fight with your wife, saying that like, hey, I don't bring my phone, you know, when we go out as a family.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
she gets furious because she's like, I want to fucking find you. I want to go into fucking the supermarket so you can go into Foot Locker and get your stupid shoes and we can coordinate and do this quickly instead of taking fucking 3 hours to do everything. That's what she would say. She gets very upset. So this is sorry. So she goes into Dollar Tree in Bartow Mall to get like a bunch of like paper plates or some shit for like my kid's birthday party.
Yeah.
She's like, yo, I'm going to just run in real fast, like stay in here with Adrian. He's asleep. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm sitting in the car like I'm vaping like a G. You know what I mean? Like, yo, shout out to Puffco, by the way, for making my weed smoking so much easier. Smoking blunts is impossible in New York City in public. Can I agree? Can we agree on that?
Sure. We don't smoke, but yes.
Yeah. But
impossible.
Like, it's literally like I will get sodomized by police every day. You know what I'm saying? If that happened. Yeah, it would be terrible. So shout out to them for making a thing that I can smoke discreetly. But yo, so I'm out, like I'm in the car smoking and shit, and like all of a sudden my son wakes up and he's like, daddy, I have to pee. So I'm like, all right, cool. I'm going to take you to the bathroom to go pee. Then I'm like, wait a minute. What if Heather, who's my wife, Heather comes out and I'm nowhere to be found with Adrian. Like, she, you know what I mean? Like, I don't right. have my phone, so I can't call her. She starts panicking. So I'm like, oh, you know what? Like, you're just going to pee in a bottle. It's all good. So we get out of the car, and I'm like, I get a Poland Spring bottle, and he pulls his pants out. He puts his little penis in the Poland Spring bottle. So I'm sitting there in a parking lot holding my child's penis in a Poland Spring bottle, and Slick Rick walks by.
What?
Yes. And I'm like, oh, shit, Slick Rick, what up? He pauses, looks at me, looks down, and is like, yo? And then walks off. By the way, Slick Rick is wearing Olaz, like a stretched out tank top, and like chancletas with the God. Eye patch. Yo. Clearly, like, was like getting pussy in Bartow, like in Co-op City. Shout out to you, Slick. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, neither one of you was like, yeah. like wanted to continue this
I
at know. All.
No, like, no, like, not at all. I wanted yeah. to end that as quickly as possible. Yeah. Like, I shouldn't have even said. In retrospect, I'm like, why did you even say, oh shit, what up, Slick Rick?
Yeah.
While you're holding your child's penis
did
in public.
You, did you explain? Did you explain this to your wife when she came back?
She did not give a single fuck. I explained the whole thing to her. She was like, did you get the plates? I'm like, I thought you were getting the plates. What the fuck are you talking? What is going on? Ah!
Oh my God.
She didn't give a shit. I was like, yo, this is so ill. And this was one of those times where I'm like, yo, I should have, if I would have were able to tweet this right now in this moment, this would be the most fire.
Meanwhile,
tweet.
You're father of the year.
I know.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah,
yo, did you hide that bottle before your wife came back though?
He never peed.
Oh, never peed.
Slick Rick gave him stage fright. He's like, I can't follow that. You know what I'm saying? Am I even going to pee in the bottle? You didn't pee. He waited until, I don't even have to pee, daddy. It's okay.
Wouldn't it be funny if, like, now years later, like, he sees, like, Slick Rick on, like, you know, a YouTube video or something like that, and he has this really, like, adverse, like, reaction. He's like,
that's the guy! And he has an eye patch. An eye patch to a four-year-old is like, that's not, like, yo, hip-hop legend. It's like, scary eye patch man. You know what I'm saying? Like, and he did not look like Slick Rick. He was not, like, la-di-da-di-da. He looked like he was just getting fucking sloppy-toppy. Oh, he didn't want to bother nobody.
Kangol or no?
No Kangol.
Wow.
No Kangol. Shaky shape up.
Yeah,
maybe
well,
maybe
sure.
maybe going on 2 weeks with no shape up. You know
maybe
what I'm saying?
He his own shape up. You know,
maybe
just like and you can only see like no.
Does know. Is he disabled in the same eye as Fetty Wap?
You wow. don't think they're the same guy?
What? It's like dad. They yeah. find each other. That's
we
a
just
that's
be,
another
like,
Disney
really
movie.
Honest, right now, what was your first thought when you were just let when you heard that Fetty Wap got into the fucking motorcycle accident day of his release?
It's perfect. It's perfect. Thank you for making 100 easy jokes for me, Fetty Wap. You know what I'm saying? Like, shout out to you. No, as a comedian, dog, I don't even get mad when people do stupid shit. I'm like, yo, I appreciate you
so,
getting on a motorcycle with 20.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Just 20.
Yep.
What is that shit called? Slash? Vision. You know what I'm saying?
But, like, same thing with, like, when fucking Jason Pierre-Paul blew his... Yo,
he's out here cooking, though.
He really is.
With a fucking club hand. He's using it. You see him hitting motherfuckers in the head with that shit? I'm like, yo, is this like an unfair advantage there? Like, yo, what's in that cast, dog? So like, you unwrap his cast and it's like a bowling ball and this shit.
Your cold, cold heart never sort of like gave them any sort of like, you didn't feel bad for them or anything.
I mean, I feel bad for like a split second, but then I'm like, yo, you're rich, dog. I saw a video of Fetty Wap walking down Broadway, like by like around Acid Place and shit, and yeah. he was just like, yo, I got $30,000 in this pocket. I got $20,000 in this pocket. He picked his car up from a garage. Shout out to Fetty for being aware of his surroundings. He picked the car from a garage and the valet brought it up. And gave him the keys. He hopped in the car, and then he realized, like, oh shit, I'm being filmed. Hops out, takes the gnat out, and like tips the guy $100 or some shit like that. I was like, rap branding. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
I like to think that he was down in Astor Place because he was going to Blue Man Group.
No, he prefers Stomp, actually.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, they're both on the same block. That's dope.
Man,
shout out to Fetty. That yeah, was yeah. a wild. I mean, like,
I think he's a terrible driver, though.
He has, dog. You
well,
have
clearly.
Listen, I drive under all manner of, you know what I'm saying, inebriation. Now my kids are in the car. Don't call it ACS,
right?
And I probably would trust Fetty Wap. You know what I'm saying? Driving a car. You know what I'm saying?
He's what, as much as you?
As much as me. You know, off a couple Zans and some Henny. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it seems like a terrible comparison. Like, you're like, hey, so this is a really low bar.
If you can drive a car, so you should trust Fetty Wap with your life. Driving a vehicle.
So when you were, when someone was, if someone were to hypothetically sell drugs at Hunter College,
mm-hmm.
what would the market be like? Are people interested in weed? Are people interested in Zans? Like,
at the time, it was ecstasy. Yeah, I remember. It was like, yeah, hypothetically. Hypothetically at the time that this hypothesis is hypothesizing, mm-hmm. it was like, what year is that? It's like 2000. It's like 2000, 2001. Yeah, so like ecstasy was the shit. You know what I'm saying? And That was really it. I was moving E, man. Like, there was really no
someone
point.
Was moving
someone,
E.
Someone, like, hypothetically, Jesus Christ, somebody,
need a lawyer.
somebody that was not me was doing that. You know what I'm saying? Also, this just popped up in my head, and this happened several times. A limo would pull up to, because you know the 6 train leaves you right in the, you come out the station,
right,
and you're literally right in front of the West Building.
Yeah.
So I come out and I'm sitting there, and a limo pulls up, and this guy comes out of a limo. He's like, "Hey, do you guys want to come to a taping of Sally Jesse?" I was like, "What?" I was like, "Sure, I want to come to a taping of Sally Jesse." This limo used to come and pick people up to go to tapings of Sally Jesse like twice or three times a month, right in front of Hunter College.
That feels like a good way to get kidnapped.
Yeah, shout out to you if you ever did that. And I went there one time.
Wait, did you actually end up at Sally Jesse?
Yes.
Okay,
so
it wasn't like you hop in the car and they drive you to Kent, you know?
No. They take you directly. They take you to the studio. I went there one time with my ex-girlfriend and her friend, who was this girl from Maryland. So we get there. She's like from Bel Air, Maryland, which I don't know anything about.
Hold on real quick. You brought both the girls with you knowing you're going to go. So you waited outside, waited for the limo to show up, and then jumped in?
No. This was the first time ever. Like the first time
like
we ever
a
went.
Bus.
Yeah, no.
You don't just wait for the limo to show up.
First stop, Phil Donahue. So the first time ever we got into this shit, I happened to be hanging out with them at the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we all went. And this girl from Maryland ends up picking two jugglers from Oregon?
Wait, what do you mean picking them?
So there's a bunch of people in, like, the studio audience, like, green, like, waiting area or whatever.
Yeah,
so, like, everybody's talking, hanging out, and she's talking to these two dudes. She's like, "Oh, my God, you're so cute." This girl's, mad suburban naive.
Yeah, she's Maryland.
So she's just, like, mad talking to dudes in New York City. I was like, "You can't just talk to motherfuckers out here. Like, you have to, like, vet them and shit and, like, get, like, papers from other people that make sure that they're okay to speak to."
Meanwhile, you jumped in a limousine.
With a total stranger. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But that's me. You know what I'm saying? I'm just being protective of my friends and shit.
Big Sally Jesse fan.
You know what I'm saying? I love her. I love the glasses. Red really does it for her lips. It's a great lip tone. So we go there, and she is talking to these dudes who are jugglers from Oregon. Mm-hmm. And we go back to her crib with these dudes. So, like, I'm there smashing my ex-girlfriend. She's there smashing one or both of these dudes.
They were juggling
her.
They were juggling her.
It was crazy. This is a studio apartment. All the lights were off. I can only guess as to what was happening on her and this stick. You know what I mean? Pause.
Yeah. Wait, how could you not know? Like, you're in a studio apartment.
Pitch black. I didn't know. Yo.
Maro's over in the kitchen.
I'm in the kitchenette. Getting busy. You know what I'm saying?
They're like in the bathtub.
I'm in the tub. You know what I'm saying? 69ing, standing up. It's not a shower. You know what I'm saying? So then, like, everybody stops fucking. Everything's, the lights go on. Everybody's chilling. I roll up some weed. This girl comes out of nowhere with tinfoil and a lighter and starts smoking meth. That's the first time I've ever seen meth smoked. And I was like, "Yo, you smoking krills, my nigga? Like, it looks like you're freebasing." Because she put some wild crystalline shit in a tinfoil and lit the shit up.
Oh, she's gourmet.
Yeah, I was like, "What the fuck is going on?" So then I look at the girl that I was fucking at the time. I was like, "Yo, are you okay with this? Because I'm like, I'm not comfortable with this.
This
smells like burnt credit cards. Like, I don't know what's going on." So, you know what I'm saying? I bounced.
You guys all should be on
Sally Jesse. Yeah.
Wait, how was the show?
I don't even remember any of those Sally Jesse's, fam. I really don't. I'm like, yo, is my brain fucked up? Because I don't remember there's so many things that I'm like, yo, you should remember exactly what this episode of Sally Jesse was about. I don't remember any of it.
I get the feeling that you were on meth.
I was scared to smoke that shit. Because at the time, I was like, I had smoked dust and all that shit. So it wasn't like, you know what I mean? And I had seen people smoke crack in the hood and shit like that. But, like, when you grow up in the hood, like, crack and heroin is so stigmatized.
Yeah.
Because it's like, when you're growing up in the hood, you see the crackhead motherfuckers in the hood. So it's like, yo, I don't want to be like that dude. Right. And, like, you're trained. Like, Dare really brainwashed the shit out of motherfuckers. They made me think, like, yo, if you smoke crack once, you are a crackhead.
Right.
You morph into, like, this crackhead smoking demon who sucks dick for crack. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It's like racism in, like, the 1800s.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if there's a drop of black blood in you, then you're black.
Yeah, you're black. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It was terrible. So it's like, in my head, I'm like, oh, man. They didn't tell you, like, yo, you'll get really high this one first time. It'll be really cool, but don't tell anybody that you did it. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, meth. I did not smoke it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know where I was going with that, but I did not smoke meth and never have smoked meth. I'll smoke curls.
But let's talk about angel dust.
Wait, when you sold, how was your exchange, like, method?
It was real. It was never like The Wire. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had a cell phone. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfucker, I had two cell phones.
You just didn't use it when your kids were around.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, call me and I'll come see you. You know what I mean? Like, that's it. It was pretty much that it. But when you sell certain substances to people, this shit, like, I wrote about it on my blog, which, thank you for bringing that up. Like, it's some OG shit. But I took it down because I wanted to turn it into a book. Also, I started rereading. You know when you go back to your old shit, mm-hmm. and you're like, yo, damn, I was really in a certain place in my life when I was writing this shit?
Right, sure. Now so, you need to copy edit it.
Yo, I was so broke and angry. dog. I was like, yo, everything sucks. Every blog ended was like, every post ended with like, yo, I'm not doing this shit no more. Fuck this blog shit, man. I'm fucking broke, man. You know what I just had for dinner, man? A fucking deep breath. Fuck y'all niggas. Bah.
Meanwhile, very angry. That's what people would love about you.
Yeah.
Do you get this? Because we get this. Because, you know, we've been around for 8 years, too. Mm. And people were just like, yo, I fuck with, like, the sketches.
The old
like,
shit.
Yeah, the old shit.
I fuck like, with the old you.
It's just like,
all right, yeah, buy okay. my old albums.
Okay,
yeah.
So basically you want me to never pay my rent in any way, shape, or form. Thank
but
you.
Thanks. Yeah,
I appreciate that. Yeah, motherfuckers, man, when you're doing something like you, it just... And it's funny because people make fun of Wale all the time because he's crazy on Twitter and, like, social media and shit. Sure. But he says... It's the same... Like, he says this shit all the time. Like, when you... Like... When you do, like, comedy's art, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be like, ooh, but, like, comedy's art, music is art, you know what I mean? Like, I hate saying shit like that because the motherfuckers think you're taking some
offense. I don't want to be a ghost, but.
I don't want to be this, the Meek Mill meme thing that he made for Drake. Yo, but nah, like, you just, when you're doing shit a lot, like, you evolve, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. even looking, like, me and Deez was talking about this shit the other day, like, going from Deez vs. Mero to Bodega Boys even, like, there's a jump in, like, the polishness of it,
it's
you know what I mean? You know what I mean? And, like...
Yeah, you sold out.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, yo, and it's been fucking amazing. Shout out to Red Bull.
By the way, first time we ever met was through Wale at his listening party at the Gansevoort.
Yo, that was so ill.
Yeah.
Yo!
Yeah. And by the way, one of the rare conversations
I'll
that
never
I
forget you.
Actually, like, hear everything that the other person was saying in a club. Because usually it's, like, so loud that I'm just, like, nodding and just, like, yeah.
Yeah, we're very good at pretending that, like, we hear what people are like. Like, yo.
If I really care, I'll have them, like, type out a note on my phone. I'm just, like, I can't.
Yo, but, yo, that was dope.
That was very loud. That's the point of that.
Yo, you know what's so crazy? That day, Wale hit me up and was like, yo, listen to part of the games will come through. Like, the day of. And I was like, I'm like on the 40 bus on Burnside in the Bronx, like mad dirtbagged out. Like, I'm on my way home, actually. I called my wife. I was like, yo, Wale wants me to come to his listening party. And she's like, shut the fuck up.
He just showed up in a limo.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, right. So then I go there and, like, Leo Cohen is standing in line and shit. And I just, like, breeze past these dudes and go upstairs. I was like, what the fuck? I met y'all. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then, like... And, like,
J. Cole was there that night.
Yo! Can I tell you the best J. Cole story in the world?
What if I said no?
Yo. So I'd be like, okay, never mind. Shout out to Dreamville. So Wale, like, he at the time, he's like, he's fucking with me heavy. He's like, yo... Like, he's like, yo, you're mad funny. He's like, yo, you walk the line of, like, Geechee humor and, like, highbrow shit. It's like, you do it really well, blah, blah. I was like, yo, thank you, man. It's dope. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Pass the Patron. So also, I drank Patron straight out of a bottle. Felt like a true baller. By the way, I have no shape up. So he's going around introducing me to people. Like, yo, this is my man Mero. Like, you know, introduce me to y'all.
Yeah.
Uncle Murder, which I was like, stand out to the fullest.
Oh,
I was
sure.
Like, yo. So he's like, yo, this is J. Cole, blah, blah. Then J. Cole's like, yo, man, nice to meet you, man. By the way, you guys were there.
Yeah.
There was a decent amount of women here.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It wasn't like some weird nerd, like, bloggy thing. It was like,
it was a club.
Yeah. So, like, the alcohol was flowing. There was women. It was a good time.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Agreed.
J. Cole is standing there looking very upset. And I was just like, oh, man. But I'm like amped to be meeting all these people. Like, yeah, I was like, oh, shit, it's like Seinfeld times two. So I'm like, boom. So I meet this guy. Yo, what's up, man? I'm Kid Mero. You know what I mean? Like, I do comedy, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? I write. You know what I'm saying? He looks at me and goes, are you a writer? Or are you a blogger?
Because
that shit is different, bruh. I was like, well, sir. I was like, well, I haven't won a Pulitzer yet, my nigga, but I write words. Like, I don't know. What do you mean? Like, they happen to be on a blog. I was like, damn, dog. I was like, that is wild. I'm sure you're a nice guy, fam, but, like, yo. I was like, very, like, yo.
What'd you tell him?
I was like, yeah, I write. Yeah, son, you know.
Yes.
I was like, I write jokes. My vocal inflection was all over the place. I was like, yeah, you know. You don't know catch you off guard. I was just like, yeah.
You think he sees you on TV now and he's like,
He's a blogger.
Yeah, he's a fucking blogger. But now that's a thing that motherfuckers will throw under your name in any type of TV appearance. They'll be like, blogger.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Blogger is a real thing now. It's crazy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the internet.
What if people call you a podcaster? What if people, like, you're just a comedian. Like,
yeah,
why
you know,
can't
it's
that
crazy.
Sort of be the umbrella term?
Yeah. Sure. You know what it is? Because people, I feel like... Some people won't take you because I don't do stand up usually.
Right,
like,
yeah.
I don't, I mean, I guess I could, but like, I got three kids. I can't tour. I can't be in Chattanooga one week and then
listen,
fucking.
You could be the Bronx Jim Gaffigan.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no. But like.
Just don't curse.
Yeah. Now listen. I almost did an Eminem line there, but shout out to Marshall. But yeah, nah, it's like, I do comedy. I'm a comedian. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what, I mean, I guess the avenue doesn't really, but then I get it. You know what I mean? But then, like, it's like the DJ thing. Like, shout out to my man DJ Mode, who is a DJ who is puts vinyl on a turntable. But those dudes get mad at the fucking like Serato Spotify playlist guys. You know what I mean? So I kind of get it. Like if you're a stand-up comedian and you do like tour all over and it's like, you know, that whole scene, you would resent a guy who came up like in the internet because it seems kind of like easy in that way. You
but know
what
it's
mean?
Not.
It's really not. It's not. Y'all know. You know what I mean? It's like it's a whole different type of hard. You know what I mean? So yeah, so it's like, yo, instead of being like, yo, I got two shows or I got 10 shows in 1 week, it's like, yo, I got four sketches or, you know what I mean? Like, I got these three things that I wrote and like, and then you got to stay on Twitter because if you're off Twitter for a certain amount of time, it's like, yo, this motherfucker fell off or whatever, you know? So
That's also a funny thing. Yeah. Like, people's idea of like falling off, like, so there's the people who are just like, yo, I fuck with your shit from a long time ago, but I still know you're around. Then there's the people who are just like, well, what have you been up to? And it's like, it's that whole like idea of you don't necessarily have to tell them everything you're doing just to like be actually active. Yeah. Like, you know, we're not all like working 24 hours a day. Yeah, yeah. Like we're really like doing stuff.
No, it's just that you don't have to gear everything towards that one person. Like it's like I'm doing my stuff. If you're not still on it, then that's on you.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but
as long as more people fuck with it than don't, you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. You know what I mean? But so we did a show at this place called Neuhaus, which is like on 23rd and Park. It's like they say it's like a less pretentious Soho house, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like a club where like people can like.
And by the way, it's just as pretentious. Okay. Like I want that to be very clear. Like it's about as pretentious. It's not more.
By the way, have you noticed how like sort of more in the scene it's become now? Like Complex is having like premieres there or like. You know, different artists are doing like.
I don't want to take credit for everything, but Eric and I have been early on every single thing that's ever happened.
Yo, listen, this dynamic duo shit, man. Jesus, man, we're out here influencing as well. You know what I mean?
So we go to Neuhaus and we do that show, and our friend Phil Chang is like, listen, if you leave there.
No, shout out to Phil Chang.
Yeah. If you leave there with 50% of the people being confused, you're good. Mm-hmm. And we definitely did. Because the woman who was working the front desk when we were leaving.
Right. Well, first of all, like. You know, we had a really good reaction. Like,
the Chinese was amazing, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the Chinese right now.
Yeah.
But so we leave, and this woman at the front, we're the last ones to leave, and she just goes, well, that was something. We're just like, yes, it was.
Okay.
Like, you feel so good with the reaction, then you get a comment like that as you're about to leave the door. It's like, well,
dog.
No after party then. Like,
yo.
Hey, guys, we just want to take 1 second to interrupt this conversation with the Kid Mero and tell you to go to our archives at soundcloud.com/awasteoftime and check out over 30 episodes of A Waste of Time with It's the Real.
Like this episode with our friend Desus Nice.
You can't tell someone in prison they're not a good rapper. Being in prison and telling someone they're not a good rapper is like telling your girl she looks fat. Like, you can. It just won't end well for you.
Right.
No, it's just the, it's the one dress.
It's the one dress. You're like, yo, nah, like, you look good, boo.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, that's ill. I remember a guy performed his whole album in like about 3 hours.
Wow.
You said people were getting bored in prison.
People were getting. No, he was performing. Like,
yeah, how could. You were just sitting there and you were captive.
It wasn't serious until he started doing the interludes.
Oh, wow.
And then I was just like, wow. Like,
he performed a double album?
He was doing it all. He was doing like BLG, what does this mean? Bitches always ask me what the hell is. Like, he's doing all that. He's doing the sketches. I knew it was serious when he was doing the ad libs on a track, and I was like,
wow.
I was like, yo, like, I'm not an AR. Like, I can't do anything for you.
So, once again, remember to access all of our archives at soundcloud.com/awasteoftime and also on iTunes. And now back to our conversation with the Kid Mero.
You know how many times I get excited when motherfuckers are like, yo, Bodega Boys is ill shit, yo, Mero.
Yeah.
I've been fucking with you since Victory Light.
Yep.
Blah, 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 this, that. All it takes is one motherfucker being like, yo, look at your hairline, nigga, to just shatter all that.
It's just your cousins.
That's it. It's just my cousins.
Yo, what about the people who, is there, you don't have to say their name or anything, but is there a person online, just some guy in, like, the middle of the country, mm-hmm. whatever, who just makes it his one, like, sort of goal each day to shit on you.
Oh,
online.
Man. Oh, man. And you know what's crazy? I do not block people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you could just shoot your air balls in my mentions all day. Right. You know what I'm saying? Kobe it up. Go 1-for-50. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to block you. You know what I mean? Because I feel like now that's become a thing where people, like, they're like, yo, look at my block list.
Oh, yeah. For real?
Look who blocked me. Yeah. I'll never be on your block list.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, but yeah, no, there's a couple of people. YouTube is the worst.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is one dude who I don't even know. Like, is a generic name. I don't know what it's from.
It's from.
Okay. So that's like a generic name.
Do you think that Eric knows too much about it? Do you think it's Eric?
Oh, it's me. That's right. Yeah.
Oh my God, Eric! No! Turn this mic off. I'm doing like taxing Joe Budden shit. Like, yo, maybe we should end this. We should end. Yo, this motherfucker's retarded, beloved. Yo, yeah, nah. So like.
That's a good tax zone, by the way.
Shout out to Tax. That's the dude, man. Yeah, like, man. I didn't, like, it's crazy because you meet people, you see them on Twitter or whatever. Like, I didn't know who Tax was until we started doing, like, the Charlamagne shit.
Yeah.
And then, like, I looked into his shit and I was like, yo, this dude is fucking hilarious, really, man. Really funny. He's a funny ass street dude, man. Shout out to Tax. So, like, this dude who goes by is, if you go into YouTube and search Kid Mero, this dude is in every single piece of video. Yo, you're fucking whack, bro. Yo, you fuck, and calling me white? Being like, yo, you're mad white, bro. Yo, why don't you stop whiting it up for the kid? I was like, what are you talking? Dog, I have never met a white person that uses the N-word so freely. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, this shit is crazy. And it's the same dude. It's the same dude because he has the same, like, little avatar or whatever.
And you would think that when YouTube made that switch and they were like, oh, you're going to take some ownership of what you say. You can't just be anonymous anymore.
Yo, you know what I definitely want to do, though, since I don't block people and I don't whatever? Mm-hmm. When y'all air this, make sure you put, like, a mad 90s hip-hop, like psh, psh, fuck, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, over the dude's name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because fuck you, dog. Right, you ain't getting no, you know what I'm saying?
You didn't even get publicity.
None. Not even half a bar.
For a second, I thought you were going to say, you know, like, I've never met a white person. And I was well, you know, I don't know where I fall, but.
If you live in, how long have you been living in New York City?
8 years.
8 years? Oh, yep. 2 more years and you become Puerto Rican.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to y'all. You know what I'm saying?
So we had Desus on, obviously, and he told us how you guys linked up.
Desus nice, by the way.
Desus nice.
No, yeah. I just didn't know if you remembered.
Oh, how is your guys' like working relationship changed as you've gone from, like, doing your stuff at Complex to now being on, like, regulars on every MTV, you know, show that there is?
I mean, like, it's gotten definitely stronger because, pause, do I have to pause that?
Probably no.
because of just, like, the mileage of working together, you know what I mean? Like, doing all the Complex shit and then moving, it's always better to make the jump from, like, something like digital to TV when you got somebody that's, like, coming with you. Like, yo, son, like, I know.
You got that
I know where we've been. I know where we're going.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if shit's a fan, like, we got each other's back type of shit. You know what I mean?
Like, and that's what we found, too, obviously, working together.
Yeah, but I can't wait to go solo.
I mean, you know what's crazy? Like, we both were doing solo things prior to Desus versus Mero. And then, like.
And then Donnie brought you guys together.
Yeah, yo, it was crazy because he was like, yo, do you know this guy? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, yo, do y'all want to do a thing? I was like, yeah, we were actually talking about doing something. Like, so this is fucking just serendipitous.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Like, you tapping at emails at the same time. Shit.
And how is it? You guys have an office now up
there? Yeah, we're up at 1550 Broadway, dog. Viacom building.
Are we blowing weed? Is this right now? Are you on the clock? Are you supposed to be during?
Shout out to Viacom. I'm on Viacom. I'm getting Viacom bucks right now. And I'm chilling with y'all eating Chinese food.
Life
is beautiful.
When. You put out a picture one time before, like, anybody knew what Desus looked like, because he used to always just have, like, the dog.
Right.
You put out a picture of you with a white dude.
Yep.
A fan?
Yep. Okay. Yo, this is crazy. You know, you want to, this is, I feel like, yo, I fancy myself a PR genius, you know what I'm saying? I'm very quick with the fucking, like, you know what I'm saying, the caucasities, the knowledge darts, the pregnant tones. And then, like, I just had this wild, so I'm down in Baltimore for Noisy, doing some shit about, like, Baltimore party scene,
something
or whatever.
Very white.
Yeah, extremely white. Yeah, gay party rap, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, so, yeah, actually,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So I'm out in Baltimore doing gay party rap for Noisy. Shout to Noisy, shout to Vice. And I see this dude, and he's looking at me. So then I'm like, all right, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. This is Baltimore. You know what I mean? Like, my only experience with Baltimore is The Wire. So I'm like, yo, I got to be on my P's and Q's out here. You know what I'm saying? I got a Coke Boys hoodie on. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if anybody's trying to get served out here. So this dude's looking at me. And then all of a sudden, like, I look down at my phone and my DMs are going off. I don't know how this dude was able to DM me, but he was like, yo, Mero, I just seen you at, what's the name of this party? True Laurels? I think it's a magazine. There was a party. Shout out to Abdul. Yeah, I don't even know. Shout out to Abdul Ali, whoever, I'm fucking up on the name, which is fucked up because this is a dope party, but whoever you are, shout out to you. I'm out there, he's like, yo, I'm at this party, I seen you, yo, you want to smoke some weed, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yo, I got no weed out here. I smoke weed 24 hours a day, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need weed to survive life, you know what I mean? Like, as, you know, some people are like, yo, she just weed culture. I smoke weed to cope, you know what I'm saying, with living life in the Bronx with three children.
Yo, thank God for vaping.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, the dude's like, yo, I got bud. I'm like, oh, say no more. Like, meet me outside. So I meet this dude outside.
We jump in a limo.
Yeah, so I jump in a limo. We go to Sal Jesse. No, so I meet this dude outside. We smoke a little weed and shit. And I'm like, I feel bad. So I'm like, I smoked those dudes weed. And I'm just like, yo, you want to take a picture? And he's like, yeah, hell yeah, son. So boom, we jump in the picture. We take it. Then I'm just like, mad high fucking around. And I'm like, yo.
What if my eyes were cameras?
Yeah. like, I don't know if it was like right then and there or like the next day, like the whole shit is a blur, but like I tweeted this shit out being like, because at the time the DVM was audio only, so yeah, like yeah. you said, like nobody knew what Jesus looked like, nobody knew he was black, so like, I mean, which you kind of should have assumed by listening to the podcast, but like anyway, so I throw the picture up and I'm like, yo, Jesus and Mero, Jesus versus Mero in the flesh,
yo, mm-hmm.
yo. Yo, when I tell you that Shea Butter Twitter was whipped into a frenzy, fam, yo, they were furious. How could you co-sign this? How you let this white dude say the N-word so freely, fam? Yo, I can't fuck with you no more. Yo, I can't believe this shit. But yo, this shit got picked up by Gawker, so shout out to me, you know what I'm saying? And then like when we dropped the actual episode, it was like, ha ha.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
good.
It worked out.
So good.
Hey,
and to be fair,
a little PR on the fly.
Jesus is white,
very white. Okay, yeah. You'd be surprised.
Yeah,
I mean, he has a dog and he knows a lot about computers.
Yo,
so
yes,
he's halfway there.
We were recently. We went to the music video shoot for Future's Gucci Flip Flops
mm-hmm.
song. What's the real name? It's like
just
a drought. Drought is over. Or whatever. Right. No.
Thought it was a drought.
Right, yeah.
I just call it Gucci flip-flops.
So we went to that
thing. It's in my Serato as Gucci flip-flops.
Bunch of people were there.
You bought the CD.
Ezra Koenig was there, which brings to mind you
hey,
guys.
Shout out to Ezra.
You guys are buddies.
Wait, yeah. But before that, so we were down there because we were asked to do a skit for that video.
Right.
And what we were going to do was, it was actually Eric's bitch that was going to get fucked. Mm-hmm. And
which
so
been awesome.
Yeah, it was going to be amazing. But then they ran out of time. They did overtime. And so like they had to cut our portion, which sucks.
Which was not awesome.
Yeah.
No. Especially when you dedicate 6 hours of your day to being there.
The Chuckler, though?
Don't tell you.
What? No.
Chuckler?
Please. But so we go there and we like stand around and like everybody now thinks that we're just like groupies or something,
I
like
know.
Hanging around like all the ASAP Mob and Ezra.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Because like we don't explain like why we're there. We're just like, yeah, we're here.
Yo, shout out to the motherfuckers that are PayPaling me. Yo.
Wait, what? Why are people PayPaling you?
Amazing.
Because I owe my weed man $230, and people know that I need weed to survive life, so they're being very generous.
Yo,
in
shout
my
out
weed
to
bro.
Them.
Shout out to all y'all.
That's
I'm
really
sure.
awesome.
No.
Wait, was it one person who sent you $230?
No, several people sending me like 10, 5, 20.
Okay, I didn't know if it was like one dedicated person being like, you need a lot.
You need this. Yo, there was this girl. I forgot her name, but she used to do that all the time. I used to be like, yo, I'm hurting, and she would send me like $100.
Really?
Yeah. I think her name was Stephanie. This was like in 2009 via PayPal.
Don't even remember her name?
I don't remember. Stephanie.
I mean, it sounds like you're making that up.
Wait,
like,
wait.
That just sounds.
I'm not.
You're like, Stephanie.
Stephanie Jessica?
Yeah.
I know you're
Burly.
I know you're two different people, and I feel bad because like we get this sometimes too, where like I had my birthday the other day, and then people were just like they walk up to Jeff and they're like happy birthday. But was it you?
I'm calling you both Jeffrick.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
that's, okay, that's fine. Yeah,
was that it makes you? Sense. Was it you or Jesus who got like money from Hannibal Buress?
Me.
Okay. Yeah, that's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
So was that through one of these like things when it was just like, hey. I need some, like,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yo, oh, shit, yeah. Yo, that's crazy. For a second, I was like, yo, did he pay you to, like, sell him drugs or do something? I was like, wait a minute, am I about to snitch? Nah, he literally sent me, like, $300 one time, fam,
yeah,
like, via PayPal. Yo, major shout out to Hannibal.
Yeah.
And that shit came through super clutch because that shit was, like, I needed to pay my kids' daycare.
Man.
So, mega shout out to Hannibal.
Weed.
Or I need a weed.
Yeah.
And I spent the daycare money on weed, which is neither here nor there. You know what I'm saying? I didn't come here to be judged.
Listen, you held your son's penis to help him.
You know what I'm saying? To help him. You're peeing for the Slick Rick. So, shout I deserve respect.
Yeah, you deserve the $300.
You know what I'm saying?
So, by the way, our family, like, has a very hard time understanding what we do.
Mm-hmm.
If we had... like a PayPal notification, like every time we got paid,
mm-hmm.
like we would just sit there at Thanksgiving and like just show it
here,
off.
See,
be like look,
yeah,
it's
look,
live.
See, look at this, mom. See, yeah, yeah, jokey joke, right? Yeah, motherfucker. My parents are immigrants. They don't think anything is real unless it has like NYC.
They watch it on TV.
They live in Dominican Republic. So they don't even know how to get.
Oh, they're not here anymore.
They my mom retired. My pops moved to DR when I was like 15.
Yeah.
Because my parents' whole plan is like the very Dominican American dream plan, which is like, yo, let's go to New York City.
Yep.
Nowhere else in the United States. Let's go to New York City. Get a job doing something, earning somewhat above minimum wage.
Check.
Retire.
Check.
You know what I'm saying? Get a little social security and just move back to the DR. You could live very lavishly on SSI.
Oh my God. Donald Trump hates you.
Yeah.
Hates
Shout
you.
Out to Donald Trump. Fuck Donald Trump.
Yo, fuck Donald Trump.
That's why I'm about
Donald
to do the Trump. Same shit. And I'm like, and I was born here.
Let's put it out there again. Jeff has this idea where he wants to get.
I want to bring Jim Jones over to watch the Republican debates.
Oh, man. That would be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I invited Desus, and of course you can come
as
well.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Please, all of us are going to come.
Yeah, yeah.
Hang out. I mean, if I had stopped and said come, then that would be a pause. But yeah. All of us are going to come and hang out and watch the Republican National Debates. Yeah.
It's lit. It's lit.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, so like.
So your parents split. They got out of here quick.
Yeah, yeah. My mom retired because my mom had to wait a little longer. You know what I mean? Because my dad was like self-employed, so he did his thing and bounced.
Yeah.
And then my mom had to wait a little longer. She worked for the Board of Ed, so she could get like a full pension and all that shit. And then she bounced. And,
Now you're holding up, you know, the family name here. You and your
saying.
Uncle.
You know what I'm saying? Just me and my uncle, my drunk uncle. Shout out to, I don't even know where he is right now. He might be on Sedgwick right now. If you see him, please check his life alert. You know what I'm saying? Has his address on the back. Send him on his way home. Do not play dominoes with him no matter what he says.
You were working at a school.
Yeah.
What were you doing with them?
I was... Whoa!
I meant...
Hey!
holding penises and... Yeah.
No, I was a paraprofessional, a teacher's assistant, essentially, in a special ed class the entire time I worked at for the Board of Ed. I started off working in after-school programs.
Mm-hmm.
That was, like, my like way in to the whole DOE shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yo, they do not piss test. This is it. Like, this is my career.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I'm not mad. I was like, kids are cool. You know what I mean? Like, my mom was a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I come from a long line of pedagogical... You know what I'm saying? Pros. Yep. So I was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Let me do this. And since I was always good at science, like just effortlessly, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so I was
like,
yeah, I could do, teach like junior high or science or bio or some shit like that. Finish school and do that. So that was like my plan before like this whole comedy shit really like started popping.
But it was those experiences that you teamed up with Ezra to sort of create.
Because
something.
Yo, it was funny. The way I met Ezra was like he like was on Twitter. Like he would be like, yo, this dude's funny. This dude's funny. This dude's funny. And I'd be like, word, thank you. I appreciate that. Whatever. So like, I'm like, he hits me up. He's like, yo, let's have a beer. Like, you know what I mean? Whatever. I was like, hey, no doubt. So I go to link up with him, but I'm like, yo, I don't really know that much about you. Cause like, I listen exclusively to French Montana and Mob Deep's first two albums.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So I
was
really
Vampire
know.
Weekend, not Bronx enough.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
You?
I didn't know about Vampire Weekend. Now I listen to the show all the time. ironically, I don't know if that's ironic, but so like I meet him and we're kind of sitting around talking and he's fucking popping and I'm not popping like that at that time. You know what
right.
I mean? So, but I'm just like, yeah, you know, I work in a school, blah, blah, blah. You know? And he's like, oh shit. He's like, I worked in a school too. Like before my band got signed and shit, I worked as a teacher in Bed-Stuy. And then we started like trading war stories of like shit, that wild shit. Cause you know, New York City public schools are
right.
wild.
Yeah, yeah.
So like we started trading stories of shit that we've seen and like whatever. And it was like, yo, let's do something with this. And here we are.
And he was coming up to the Bronx and he was like having dinner with your family.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
he came
to
the crib.
Friend.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. He came to the crib a bunch of times and shit. We chilled and shit. Yo, it's funny. I was driving him to the train one day and like, I didn't, like, I'm talking to him and like, the light turns red. The car in front of me stops. I didn't realize it. So then like, I get, like, I slam on my brakes and he almost like bangs his head off the dashboard. And he's like, no, man, it's cool. He's like, I'm all right, man. Shout out to Ezra. That's my Ezra impression.
And where is that project right now? Like,
we are currently talking to FX. Like, we wrote pretty much a pilot. And
that's dope.
Yeah, FX cut a bunch of little checky check. You know what I'm saying? For us to finish writing it
get
and
that
shit.
PayPal.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We out here. But yeah, man, it's going great, man. Like, Ezra's fucking a hilarious dude on the low. Like, people, yo, he's a rock star and shit. But that dude he's fucking funny, man.
That's
like,
dope.
He has a natural sense of humor. And he's just a cool dude, man. He's very easy to work with, too.
Did you hear, and I don't even know if you know this guy, but NBC just did a pilot deal for a Bronx-born Dominican guy.
Yeah.
Do you know him at all?
I don't know him at all, which is crazy. Like, it's like I don't want to be a hater, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to stay big up to the dude. I want to see the show first before I just, like, blindly am like,
yeah,
yo, this shit is going to be fire, you know what I mean? Like,
yo,
obviously I want
to
support
I was just
him.
Listening to an old podcast of yours where you were saying that you co-signed everything from the Bronx. You were
talking
about Cuban links, so, you know.
I'm like, it's my inner haterness that's like, yo, dog, you've been pitching the show for 10 years. What the fuck is going on? You know what I'm saying?
This
like,
one dude is the one guy.
It's the one. Yeah, it's the one guy. But then I seen him. I saw
some stand-up, and I was just like, oh, okay, so it's actually pretty funny.
Yeah.
But what's some stuff that will not be seen on an NBC show version of your life?
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Like, and it's the funny thing, too. Like, when we were pitching... What the fuck is Siri asking me for help?
Siri's just trying to get you out of this.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you doing, Siri? Nah.
Yo, your phone notes, what's up?
Yo, shout out to Cheddar the Connect. Yo,
how do you have two Cheddar the Connect songs?
I have an entire mixtape.
No, you do not.
I have an entire mixtape. Yo, I have Catch and Plays 2.
The mixtape. That might be the most embarrassing thing you've ever said.
Nah, this shit is so... Yo, listen. There's times in my life when I'm just like, yo, I feel a certain way, and this shit really captures that. Catch and Plays 2, you know what I'm saying? DJ Mr. Rogers. Shout out to Jenna.
Yeah. DJ Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Wow.
Sauce Walker.
My favorite DJ name is DJ Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And the drop is like, Lieutenant Dan!
Yeah, that's
great.
You ever see a DJ and be like, damn, this is not what I pictured you looking like?
Well.
Actually, last night we saw one that looked like Jesus.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's funny. DJ Smalls, remember him, the Southern Smoke series and everything? He's really a short guy. He is exactly like, you know.
Yeah.
I saw two DJs and I was like, I didn't picture you looking like this at all. One of them was Big Mike, who I thought was a huge Puerto Rican dude.
Big white guy, right?
Yeah, he's a big white dude.
Yeah.
That's not so off, but... Clinton Sparks. I thought Clinton Sparks was like an old black guy for some reason.
You thought he was looking like Jefferson?
Yeah. I don't know why. And then again, familiar. I just pictured him as looking like Samuel L. Jackson, a young version.
Did not picture
like Sam Jackson in Shaft, but like dressed in a
white
modern
guy faux hawk. Like
no, not at all, not at all. But shout out to Clinton Sparks.
Sunglasses. Yeah.
What you look like?
Yeah.
Yo, Boston.
Yeah.
But wait. What's some stuff that would not be seen on an NBC version of your show?
Definitely like Angel Dust Use.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? By Minors?
I don't know. I feel like that's on like you can see that on Caroline in the City.
You didn't see that on Two Broke Girls?
Yeah.
Let's see that episode. Yeah. Oops.
Yeah.
Shout out to CBS for having a lineup of shows that I have never confirmed actually air.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
no.
NCIS. Yeah, have you ever seen an episode of NCIS?
Never.
But it is
good, like, as a good like reference point for like making a joke. You're just like NCIS or like, you know, CSI. Yeah. Wherever.
If football and like Colbert didn't exist, I would never know that like CBS
even,
like,
is what is even on there? Yeah. What's on there? Damn, cut me a check, CBS. You know what I'm saying?
You know
what's
on there? Sally, Jesse, Raphael.
That's a professional comedian shit, dog.
Yo.
Why is French Montana not on Spotify the way that we want it to be?
That's incredible, dog. I literally downloaded the shitty live mixtapes app in order to listen to French Montana appropriately.
Although I do Dat Piff.
You Dat Piff?
I'm a Dat Piff.
I got Dat Piff also, but I'm stuck on live mixtapes.
They got
Coke Wave 1.
Do you know that that Interscope, where French is currently signed, last year, a year ago, right before Thanksgiving, we have some friends over there, and they were like, hey, we're getting ready to do this French Montana push for Don't Panic. Can we send you a Don't Panic mask and like a shirt?
That says, can't trust thoughts.
Can't trust thoughts?
Yeah.
And you know that we're going to wear those shirts all the time.
Of course, yeah.
We're like, well, there are friends over there, so sure, send them along, right? Like, promo shit, whatever. It is what it is. Come home one day, week later, something like that.
Big box.
We're like, what is this? Open it up. Not one mask for each of us.
100
masks.
And I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do with 100 French Montana masks?
So we call up our friend Aura, and we're just like, what kind of sick joke is this? Right? And she's like, what are you talking about? We're like, so we sent her like a snap or something.
Yeah.
And she's like, what is that? The intern fucked it up. Pressed in the wrong number. 100 masks, right? So we're like, fuck Interscope. Like, this is some like bullshit. What are we going to do? Like, fuck it. Just throw it out in the garbage downstairs.
No. I put it up on Instagram. And I'm like, hey, so we've got 99 extra masks. Who wants one?
Ugh.
Yo, wild, wild comments.
Everybody
from around the country is like, yo, I want a French Montana mask.
So our brother Dan's like, here's what you do. Create a hashtag. We're like, oh, all right. So I thought of the hashtag, the Don't Panic Tour 2015.
14.
14.
Yeah.
Jeff and I walk all these masks around the city in one day, like leave like early and end up like, you know, late in the night.
Right.
Everyone who wanted one, we hand delivered them around the city. We walked the whole
city. We gave one to our doorman Angel.
Yep.
He's an influencer though, so you know.
Took
hashtag Angel.
And Instagrammed it like the whole trip as if it was an actual tour with captions and everything. And
French Montana followed us.
Nice.
Yeah.
I did a French Montana follow. J-Lo followed me. I was like, wow, I'm doing it for the Bronx.
What?
Yeah.
After, I thought that J-Lo blocked Deezus.
Blocked Deezus. And then I was doing this thing for Complex called Meryl in the Wild.
Yeah, you guys went up.
And then like.
Oh, you just went up.
Oh, to the concert.
You don't know. The thing was Meryl in the Wild. But then I was like, yo, Deezus has to come to this. You know what I'm saying? So I told the guys at Complex, I was like, yo, can he come? And they were like, of course he can come. You guys do DVM. I'm like, duh. So we went and it was fucking great. Except that. The J-Lo VIP experience consisted of being like 2.5 miles away from the stage and getting hot dogs as like catered food.
I mean,
were you just at Yankee Stadium?
I think I might have been, but it was Orchard Beach, by the way, and I wore some mad exclusive Jordan Supremes. Futures. You know what I'm saying? Was it Supremes?
Yeah.
Shout out to J-Lo Puma. Shout out to J-Lo Jolla Boomer for being my sneaker plug. Yeah, I would go to Jolla Boomer's office and be like, yo, John, I'm mad broke. You got some sneakers for me? And he'd pull out some random shit like, yo, here. These are from Dubai. There's only three pairs. You better rock them, Aaron. I'm like, thanks, Joe.
Yeah.
And I put them on, and then I faithfully would rock them to the bodega. And all the kids would be like, yo, what the fuck is that?
Joe LaPuma gave me some very nice shoes, which I flipped on eBay.
He made me promise that I wasn't going to flip them, because Joe knows I'm a hustler. Joe knows I'm a hustler, so he was like, yo, promise you're not going to flip these. You're going to rock them. I was like, I'm going to rock them,
Joe. Yo, you got to pay rent. You know what I'm saying?
Like, he didn't expect much from me, obviously.
Yeah. Yo, then the next day, he texts me. He's like, yo, you rocking those sneakers? I was like, yeah, I actually wore them to work today. And he sent me a text with a photo in it, where they were listed on Flight Club for like $2,500. So then, like, I'm walking around showing the kids, like, look at this, you little motherfucker. Like, all the kids that fuck with me and talk crazy shit, I'd be like, look at, you boy got $2,500 kicks on, nigga. I'm out here doing it, little nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Hates that.
Yeah, shout out to him. Fuck.
I know, there's gonna be so many, like. Okay, so J-Lo followed you off that?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, she did, like, some State Farm thing.
You're like, this is a mistake. Like, what?
No. It was. This was
Always shocked when I get a verified person following me. I'm like,
crazy.
What?
Yeah, it bugs me out, man. And it's, but you know what's crazy? Like, verified checks are like weird, because I feel like if you are on Twitter early in the game, and you, like, if you were on Twitter, when did Twitter start? Like 2007, 2008?
Sure.
Something like that. If you were on Twitter back then,
yeah,
you
were throwing them out.
You were like, yo, were DJ, I'm DJ Wackadoo. I got a weekly at fucking McGilligan's Pub in Yonkers.
It's also funny when you find the people who follow 55,000 people and they're verified. It's just like, oh, this means nothing.
Yeah,
right. Like, if you don't have, like,
Tay Diggs.
Yeah, that's
if you don't have Melissa Joan Hart following you, then.
Yeah. I need to follow somebody like Jaden Smith, or somebody who follows like three people. Yeah. Like Kanye.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people
you
like
need
that.
To be the just, one.
Yeah, continually at them. Yeah.
By the way, our friend, actually, Phil was just at the Mercer, and he goes, so Jaden Smith is here, and he's wearing a wreath on his head.
Shout out to Jaden. Yo, I was at the VMAs, fam.
Yeah.
And fuck, yo, I'm, oh, yeah, beef. I'll pause. So I'm at the VMAs and shit with Deezus, and we're like, it's open bar. You can't give two niggas like us open bar. So we go, we get wild fucked up. We get wild smacked. We're at the Ritz Carlton.
Mm-hmm.
We're staying there the day before. And, like, Charlamagne is staying there, like a bunch of MTV people are there. Pete Davidson comes through with mad weird. Shout out to Pete Davidson.
Yeah, yeah.
And
by the way, of course he does.
Yeah. Duh. So he's up there on, like, the scammer board, like, smoking weed in a circle. Security comes up to us. We're the ones smoking weed. Security comes up to us and is like, yo, is anybody bothering you guys? I'm like, yo, this shit is crazy. This would never happen in my real life.
That's amazing.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So now you're, like, Viacom'd up.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go to the Intrepid party the other night?
Yo, that shit was very lit. They had a dinosaur?
Welcome to the party? They had a dinosaur.
Yeah.
How high were you?
Very high. But I had my faculties about me enough to realize, yo, there's a dude in a dinosaur suit. Like,
oh,
wild animatronics dinosaur suit. Walking around dancing. Also, Q-Tip was supposed to DJ, but couldn't.
Yeah.
Because his flight in London, I don't know, something Q-Tip-y.
Superstar shit. Yeah.
Q-Tip-y shit.
Yeah.
Biz Markie DJ'd and played Mad Bon Jovi.
I mean,
they also had a virtual roller coaster. Viacom's just printing money, man. We out here, Viacom gang. Holla.
Yo, first of all, we had Deezus up here. I think he mentioned this on the podcast, and maybe not afterwards. But I know that there was a thought that you guys would bring back Yo MTV Raps.
I mean, yeah, we were talking about it. Like, I don't know. Maybe we might have to blow this shit out too. I don't know how these people are weird about shit like that, but we definitely, I mean, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Like, the last incarnation of that shit was Ed Lover and Dr. Dre, which, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean,
you, whatever.
I feel like
you'll be either one.
Yeah, I could feel like we could take that shit and, like,
who needs to gain 100 pounds?
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm, you know what I'm saying? I just lost 100 pounds. I'm trying to live. You know what I'm saying? So maybe,
Deezus.
Deezus, listen, you got no kids, my guy, so it might be on you.
Yeah, oh, fat Deezus.
Fat Deezus would be dope.
Fat Deezus would be great.
Fat Deezus would be amazing. I think Fat Deezus would look like Rick Ross in my head.
By the way, do you watch people on Snapchat? Like, do you have Snapchat?
I have Snapchat. It's weird. I use it very weirdly. Like, I'll just snap shit, and then I'll just, like, occasionally look at what people are sending me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really, or, like, I'll just click through. I don't know how to follow. Snapchat went from being some shit to send nudes discreetly to, like, this whole other shit.
Yeah.
Right. Out of nowhere. Like, I had Snapchat when it was like, yo, I want to send you a picture of my tits, but I don't trust you. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, now it's like,
this is so family friendly right now.
Yo, like, what? It's like, motherfuckers got channels and shit. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. I love Yo Gotti's song, Down in the DM. Like, and that's, I thought, I joined Snapchat, I was like, it's going to be, my DMs are just going to be, like, stocked, right? It's been so dry. Like, I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, because it's all, like, cleaned up.
Yeah.
Now I just use it to watch DJ Khaled's life.
And even that, I feel like, is, like, super, like, popular right now, and about, that wave is about to, like,
crest, I think, you know? I mean, for me, like, I'm sort of off of it, just because I've seen his entire life already. Like,
right.
Because he wakes up, he has the same breakfast every day. He waters his plants. He says hi to his, he has a ceramic or a marble like lion statue in his yard. And he says, lion. And then he'll say some things that are his keys to life, which are Dove, like body products. He has, today was vitamins. He says like alive vitamins are the key to one in his life.
And now that Bieber is doing it, like different people.
Yeah, everybody says like they don't want you to have breakfast. They don't want you to have lunch. They don't want you to have the like.
He Those feels are like
what?
Yeah, he feels like there's like this he's like the victim of something, and he says like they don't want you to do this, but I'm gonna do it anyway. So like they don't want you to drive your jet ski, and then he gets pulled over.
He's really putting the hinges in your hands nowadays.
Like he's like a crazy person.
Yo, he's out of control. It's crazy because I'm like, you know what's crazy about the internet and like Snapchat and all the shit? It's like you can't never tell how rich motherfuckers really are.
Oh,
like,
but that's
they can
everything.
Look very
yeah.
rich and not be actually rich. Is DJ Khaled really that rich? It's like fucking Dame Dash doing the Dame Dash dance with a bottle of Armadale, and then you see him with no tooth in fucking Harlem.
100%. 100%.
Shout the Dame. The son has cookies.
It's a weird time to shout him out.
Well, by the way, that said, we all have PayPals, and we accept any donations that people
straight up.
Make.
Yeah.
Yo, holla at him, man.
Actually rich out there and has a lion or whatever.
Do you ever think about that? I mean, obviously rich people don't owe us anything, but did you ever think about like, yo, a dude who's like a mad bajillionaire just being like, yo, you could give me $1 million and it would change my life and it would literally mean nothing to you.
Think about
why
that.
Don't you just do that?
Every day. Every
why don't
day.
You just do that? I have this thing that I call my broke motherfucker period where for an entire week every month I'm just furious about how broke I am.
Mm-hmm.
Like yesterday it happened to me because I opened my closet door in my son's room and like it came off the track and mad like Pyrex things are up there and they all fell on my head and I was like, this would not happen if I had a walk-in pantry, you know what I'm saying, or storage, you know what I'm saying, or like blah blah blah, and I'm like, why am I not fucking paid? I'm broke. This is the heavy flow of the broke motherfucker period.
By the way, that definitely sounds like something that would be on the NBC version of
of your
like,
show.
Like, oh geez, like
yo, so thank you so much for coming through.
Yo, thank you, man. Thank you,
and have a very Merry Christmas.
Have a Merry Christmas, you know what I'm saying. Kanye Kwanzaa. I don't know. Hey,
thanks for listening to A Waste of Time. We did it for the real. Great job, Jeff.
Hey, we did it.
Yeah. If you want to check out our archives, remember soundcloud.com/awasteoftime. Check us out on iTunes. Subscribe, rate, comment. Tell all of your friends about this podcast.
Yeah, and also come find us on Instagram @itsthereal. We are on Twitter @itsthereal. On Snapchat, we are @itsthereal Eric, and it's the real because it's the real was taken.
And if anyone is left on Facebook, we're there too. Facebook.com/itsthereal.
Yeah.